At a 28-11, we've also got racing in Victoria at Donald today, finding a good four, and joining us is Mark Hunter to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm well, thank you.
And we've got a few meetings in this area coming up. Of course, we've got Donald today, Terang tomorrow, and also the Narracourt meeting. So there were quite a few dual noms across the three meetings.
Yeah, they've still held their fields together pretty well, though, for today.
Well, let's have a look at race one over 1,200. You can take out the seven. We've got number four, Triathlon, at $9, seven for Universal Thief, Kev's Lad at $2.25, $3.30 Astra Bell, and then you've got Champagne Friday at $5.50.
Yeah, I think number six, Kev's Lad, certainly got the race brigade covered. Its two starts have been good. Last time at Ballarat, caught a bit wide, was a real dash home, made it very hard to catch the leaders. I thought it ran well. As I say, I think it's better than the ones that have raced to beat number five, Universal Thief, who's consistent and due to break through soon. Number eight, Astro Bell, battled on quite well last time. And the big query, number nine, Champagne Friday. Only seen it last year at the trials and looked to go quite well at Burrumbeat, but haven't seen it since. Six, the one to beat from five, eight, and a query on nine.
Six, five, eight, nine. Race two, three-year-old maiden, 1,200. Takeout runners, 8, 13, and 14. Number one, Fallen Empire at 2.40. Five for Havistar. 7.50 for Sarkozy. Down to Solomon Yates at $6. Six for Forbid Me Not.
Well, I thought this was the best for the day here, number one, Fallen Empire. I think both runs have been terrific. At Yarra, Glen, it got a long way back and ran on well. And then last time at Kyneton, really hit the line hard and just failed. You could argue it might need an extra 100 metres, but from gate one, I just hope it can hold its spot somewhere, probably two or three back inside. I just hope the brakes come from the 400-metre mark. Linda Meach will just have to dodge the traffic. If she gets the brakes, I think she'll charge over the top and win. To beat number four, Havistar, it's got speed. It'll give you a sight up there on the pace. Number seven, Saluminate, out of the same race as Havistar. Ran on OK last time, has got some chance. And six, Sarkozy, who got back, covered ground last time, hit the line okay. But, gee, I think number one's got a big edge here. Won a good thing from four, seven and six.
So one, four, seven and six. Very keen on the one and the second. The third race of a 13.50. Takeout runners four, six and also 10. Number three, Adina Rose at 2.50. 7.50, Petite Somme. 4.80 for Raya Heen. And you got the favourite, Zuforia, at $2.30.
Yeah, a bit of a query race here with these two Darren Weir runners. So I'll tip number three, Adina Rose, on top, who was terrific on debut in a fantastic form race. Then it jumped to 1,400 metres at Terang. I just don't think it was ready for that distance rise. It set up on the speed. It battled okay, was just no match. Now, it's had time between runs there. It dropped back 50 metres here and gets the blinkers on. So it's got a few things going for it to beat number 11, Zuforia. Set up on the pace last time. No match. Fought on okay. They're the obvious two on the race form. Query runners here, number eight, Raya Heen. Didn't do a lot last time, but had time between runs. The blinkers go on, and there looks like support in the market. And seven, Petite Somme, who we don't know a lot about. Three from 11, then eight and seven.
Three from 11, eight and seven. We go to race four, takeout runners seven and 12. We see number three, Raymond, at 2.10. 2.40, tan check, and then you're down to Field of Heather at $9. Not much between runners three and eight, though.
Yeah, they're the obvious ones, but I certainly don't think they're over the line. I'll tip number eight, tan check, who made its debut at Benalla, got back, ran on well behind the Busseton horse. I think that horse would win this race. Tanchek just has to run the mile. On what you saw on debut, you think it will, to beat number three, Raymond. Raymond's got the blinkers on. The stable's just flying. The horse is consistent, has had some racing now. Certainly got a good winning hope. 11 Fields of Heather. I'm sure there's ability there. It was back. It was pushed out very wide on debut. It can improve. And two, Gabriel, who comes through that Adina Rose race last time at Terang, was making ground, got held up in the straight. It's far from the worst at good odds. 8, 3, 11 and 2.
8 from 3, 11 and 2. We now go to race number 5. This race, there are no scratchings in this event over 1,000. We've got number 1, Dealmaster, 290. 2, Coco Couture at 5. 4.60, Spirit of DK. And then you're down to Red Gucci at 3.40.
Yeah, I think if Red Gucci brings its trial form here to the races, it will win. It trialled recently at Flemington, was in a good trial. They ran fast time, and it was very impressive. Speed to the front just kept on going. Meets a very moderate bunch of 58s. Gets a good barrier, got Daniel Moore. I think it's only got to bring that trial form to the races, and it should be too good. Looking for the dangers, maybe number four, Easy Best, who will, it's first up, it'll get back. It'll be running on strongly at the end of the 1,000. Number one, Dealmaster. It's got a chance. I thought its recent trial was just okay, but does draw for a great run. And six Northern Mist with no weight after the claim, it might be the best of the leaders that will go hard. But seven was clearly the one to beat from 4, 1 and 6.
7, 4, 1, 6. Now race 6 over 2,000. This race, you can see that the 8's come out. We've got number 1, Franquin, at 6. 6.50 for Louisville Lip, down to Beach God, 2.65. 2.80 there for number 5, Super Rockstar, and longer odds the others.
Yeah, not much between these horses. I think, look, Beach God's the one that's going to get the great run. You've got the leader here in Franquin. You've got Beach God drawn gate one here for Linda Meach. You think it'll just lob leaders back, get the absolutely perfect trail. Beaten by Skilled Hunter last time, that's not spectacular form, but it's certainly good enough for a 58 at Donald, and I'm sure it's going to look the winner for a long way. To beat number 5, Super Rockstar, went forward at Swan Hill and just kept grinding away. It'll do the same here. It's got a winning chance. Number 1, Franquin, it's got the claim. It'll go straight to the front. It'll take running down. They look the three obvious, 3, 5, 1. Next best might be number 6, Cherub, but Big Odds getting fitter. 3, 5, 1 and 6.
So we go 3 from 5, 1 and 6. We have a look at race number 7 now. You can take out the 5. We've got number 1, Danagree at 7.50. Mr Magpie at 5, $4 for Super Keen, down to Wound Tight at 9.50. Quietly Angry at $2.90 and BJ's Choice at 8.
Yeah, this looks the second good thing for the day here, Nadia. Number 6, Quietly Angry, who won a race on protest controversially there 3 starts ago, then was a terrific run running 3rd in a much stronger race before a spell. It came back. It was a messy run race the other day. Wasn't really in the right spot for the race. It still ran well enough first up. It'll be fitter. It's got a natural leader here in Wound Tight. I think Lewis German just has to get down to the rail, follow Wound Tight everywhere, come off its back at the 200-metre mark, and it should be winning. It's better than these. 3, Super Keen, missed the kick, ran on well last time, looks to be the danger. 4, Wound Tight, it'll lead, it'll run along like it always does, it'll take catching. And next best, number 2, Mr Magpie, first up from a spell. Just got a bit of an awkward draw there. I think 6 wins, 6, 3, 4 and 2.
So we go 6 from 3, 4, 2. Race 8 is over 13.50, take out runners 5, 7 and the 11. Don't Have to Yell at 5.50, 3.10 for Radika. 7.50 for Blue Bear, then you're down to Lucky Leslie at 5, Snifferoo is at 4.60, Q for Quality 9.50 and L General is at 10.
Yeah, I'll be going wide here like the market suggests. I'll tip number 2, Radika. Its win 2 starts ago was a beauty. It just went straight to the front and bolted in, and that win would win this race. Then last start it set outside the speed and was disgraceful. So just banking on Declan Bates getting back on. He rode it 2 starts ago. Banking on it bouncing back to form here to beat number 1, Don't Have to Yell. This was terrific first up. It's going to win a race very soon. Whether it needs further than the 13.50, that's your query. 9, Q for Quality. It's the good gate. Consistent, won't be far away. And 8, Snefaroo's had the one run for Darren Weir. Didn't do a lot, but should be better for that run. 2, 1, 9 and 8.
So we go 2 from 1, 9, 8. What's your best, Ruffy, Quaddy and your player of the day?
Nadia, my best is race 2, number 1, 4. 4, number 2, Gabriel. My quaddy will cost you $36.50. We'll go first leg 1, 4 and 7 into 1, 3, 5 and 6 into number 6, Quietly Angry, 1 out, and we'll come home wide with 1, 2, 6, 8, 9 and 10. And my play of the day is race 7. I'm taking trifectas and first fours. My trifecta is 6 to win, 3 and 4 to come second, field to come third, and my first four, 6 to win, 3 and 4 to run second and third, field to come fourth, and 6 to win from 3 and 4 second, field third, and 3 and 4 fourth.
Outstanding. Thanks for that, Mark.
Thanks, Dave.